Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hey, welcome back, welcome back. I'm Chad Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon on this radio. It's all local. It's so local that we have the Human Trafficking Prevention Alliance in studio, and this is a local group. Is that right, Miss Janet Lombardo?
That's correct, yeah. We're here, we're actually located in Sparks, but we service all of Northern Nevada.
And Megan Castro. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going? Talk real close to that.
Pretty good, John. How are you?
Yeah, we're going to be giving away a special entry to this great event, which is a golf tournament?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's huge. Let's take a look here. The package includes 18 holes of golf, a cart with GPS. I won't get lost. You won't get lost anymore, folks. Cart with GPS now. Waters, full breakfast buffet, early dinner buffet. It's an awards banquet that our winner will go to. An entry in the hole-in-one contest with a $25 cash prize.
Oh, $25,000.
Yeah, that's my typo, I think. That's a big typo for me.
Okay, and an additional course contest, including, oh, you're going to have fun with this, doing a closest to the pin contest, a longest drive contest, a swag bag with a sleeve of Titleist golf balls. You wrote bowls. Golf event towel, and much more. All right, we'll get to that. We'll give this away after we find out more about you and this very valued group, and that's why you're here, because you are so important. Tell us who you, what this group is all about. Actually, the title tells you right away, but tell us a bit more about the Human Trafficking Prevention Alliance here in Reno. It's Reno-based, right?
Yes, John.
Wow. You got that name? Nobody else nationwide has that name but you.
Yes.
All right. Well, tell us about it.
So we primarily focus on the prevention aspect of child exploitation and human trafficking. We want to educate children and their parents, law enforcement, whoever we can have the opportunity of talking to about the dangers of this heinous crime that we deal with.
And this is necessary.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us a bit about why it's so necessary in our area?
Well, we see a lot of issues with online exploitation, kids going online and thinking they're speaking with people that are their age. And unfortunately, most of the time they're not. And they're speaking with people that might be have bad intentions with them. So they influence them in different ways. And that can hurt them.
That frickin' internet. What website or how do these people get in contact with these kids in the first place?
So a lot of times with the kids, they do a lot of the gaming. We see Minecraft, Roblox. They go on there and they get in contact with these people, and
so these are Minecraft games where people can text comments while they're playing?
Yes.
Okay.
And speak with them also as well.
Right.
So they're actually talking with them.
Right. And then they try to lure them to other platforms. So they get to know them as a friend on the game. And then they say, hey, why don't you come over to Snapchat with me? And at that point, that person is able to get more information on that child. And they influence them through sextortion. They'll get them to send pictures or find out who this child is, look them up and see on social media, and use pictures using AI to sextort these kids.
So on these video games that are online, how do they pinpoint and get somebody, a kid from Reno? I mean, how does that happen? I mean, this is right? I mean, this is people play this game around the world. So how do they find the Reno kids on this on the internet?
Well, because of the vast reach that it has, it is happening all over, and it's happening here. The problem is, here, we really don't know how vast a problem it is because it is a hidden epidemic. It goes unreported. Children do not report it. So it's really hard for us to say, you know, there's 200 children that are been exposed to traffickers or just predators on the internet. What we can take is the information that is given to called into the hotlines from the cyber tip line. So that's where we get all of our numbers from for Nevada. So we do have statistics out there for Nevada through the National Center on Missing and Exploited Children. But that's the ones that just get reported. So it's really important that we talk about making sure that people know they have to report it and how to report it. That's one of the things we teach.
Well, your group is human trafficking. So is kidnapping going on here? When the kids meet this person, what happens in our town? Can you tell us, Megan?
Within the town, it's hard to see. So like Janet said, we are able to see the cases that are reported to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
But you know of cases in the Reno area where this has happened?
Oh, yes. I mean, our teams, law enforcement, are out there every day. And children are trafficked through their parents, through their families. I mean, that happens here in Nevada. It affects children who are in really bad home situations or, you know, don't have the tools that they need to know how to deal with something like this. And that's why we feel that, you know, age-appropriate, constant open communications with children about this issue is key. And that's what we do. We provide those tools for them. It's not like a snatch and grab type of situation with human trafficking. It's usually that they are groomed and they make them feel safe, then the abuse begins.
How did you, Janet, get involved in this in the first place? It's quite a passion of yours. You were telling me you were doing the same thing here in New York State.
Yes. I was involved with a global organization as a volunteer. I started with them after seeing a documentary that just completely blew my mind. I could not believe that children were being abused and trafficked. I mean, essentially, and I, you know, for the viewers who are listening, this is a tough subject, but they're being raped over and over and over again, all day, every day. It was sickening, and I knew that I had to get involved. So I did start volunteering back in 2018, and when I moved out here 3 years ago, I knew that we had to continue the issue. Here in Nevada, we're the only state that has legalized prostitution. So I think people look at it a little bit differently here. But, you know, when it comes to children, it's not their fault. It's never their fault. They need to understand that and that there are ways to get out of it.
And Megan, how did this become your passion of all things?
Same thing. You know, I heard about it back in 2020. We had all these riots going on all throughout the country. And, you know, it kind of opened my eyes. It's like we have all these people think, you know, these issues. But the biggest issue for me was hearing about how so many kids are being trafficked and exploited in such a way. And nobody's upset about that, but we're upset about a million other things. And so that kind of brought me in. Like, I want to be a voice for the children who don't have voices.
This is going on in our community. This should be on the local news.
Yes. Yes.
Hello. Hello, TV news. We got kind of an important story here because we certainly haven't seen any testimonials or such or accounts of this happening in our area.
Yeah, awareness is really key. The greatest tools are awareness and education.
Right. What do parents tell their kids? Do they look over the kid's shoulder when they play the Minecraft game or what? What can parents do? I mean, I would feel kind of clueless if this is going on. What's your advice?
So for my advice, I would say you have to live in your child's world. In order to protect them, you need to know what they're doing. It's your responsibility to make sure that you are protecting them. So that means you need to know the games they're playing, who they're playing with. Set ground rules. That's really important. Give them a specific time limit. Make sure that they're not speaking to people online. And, you know, you have to be on top of that.
Megan, what do you say?
I'd say I have two children of my own, and I say talk to them. Tell them. Don't be scared to talk about these types of issues with your children. They need to know, and they want to hear from their parents about this. Because they're already experiencing it in school. They're talking to kids about stuff. Why doesn't it come from you? So don't be scared.
All right. You have an upcoming event, Step Up Against Trafficking. It's a community walk for justice taking place July 30th in honor of World Day Against Trafficking in Persons. Folks can just show up July 30th at the Nevada State Building.
Yes, correct. We do require registration because we want to make sure that people understand why and what we're doing and that it is a peaceful walk. This is something that we just want to raise our voices really loud so that people know that it's happening. The problem is, again, it's hidden epidemic. It's silent. Nobody likes to talk about it.
All right.
But we have to.
Let's have fun here. Package includes. Okay. It's a what do you call it? It's a special entry to this great golf tournament. Is there a name to the golf tournament? It's at Red Hawk Golf and Resort, Lakes Course. Is it your own golf tournament? Wow. Okay, so this includes a special entry, 18 holes of golf, cart with GPS, waters, full breakfast buffet, early dinner buffet, awards banquet, early hole-in-one contest, $25 cash prize, and a closest to the pin contest and longest drive and a swag bag and golf balls and golf event towel and much more. Okay, how should we give this away? Craig, you're the man in Carson City. Shall we ask what the initials of this organization are?
That sounds like a good idea. And
okay,
I'll take the first person with the correct answer texted to 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910.
First correct person who gives the initials of your organization will win this awesome pass. I appreciate you coming out here and giving us this valuable thing and telling parents something that might save some people out there.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. The best thing we can do is become informed for ourselves and our children.
You said it, Janet. All right, Janet and Megan, Human Trafficking Prevention Alliance. Okay, there you go. I just gave you the answer.
Gave it away.
All right. Hey, awesome talking to you folks.
Thank you, for having us.
All right, thank you. 10:19, I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:19.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk Station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm John Potter, live and local, 10:22 our time. But don't worry, Terry. You'll get your full time here. All right. Terry is Huffman is a Convention of States. It's a nonprofit. She is passionate about it. She keeps bugging me about it. She won't let me alone. My last speech, you were in the audience and you came up. By the way, how did I do with that speech?
You did excellent. You got great reviews. Everybody loved it, and there was a lot of laughs.
Well, that's good. Not one boo. That
no
breaks
boos.
A record. Okay. Tell us about why is it important that Nevada join the Convention of States? What is it? Are we being left out of something good, Terry Huffman?
We are being left out. There's 19 states that have decided to have the convention. And we need 34, and Nevada really needs to participate because we have a lot of lands here that are federally owned, and we need to have a say in what happens in our lands. If we have a convention of the states, we'll be looking at imposing fiscal restraints, limiting the power and jurisdiction of the government, and establishing term limits.
So you say 34, so the deal is if you have a certain amount of states, you can get this amendment into the U.S. Constitution? Is that how it works?
Well, if we have 34 states, we then can propose amendments to the Constitution. Currently, we have 27 amendments, and they've all been done through Congress. But our founding fathers, in Article 5, spelled out that if a 34 states, or actually two-thirds of the states, called for a convention, they would have to call the convention and then propose amendments. That's the only way you can do it. And then it has to be ratified by 38 states.
This sounds like a Nevada thing where Nevadans would go for this. What's the problem here? Why are we not in this group already?
Well, let me be clear. I know
because
that
it imposes fiscal restraints on the federal government, seems to limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government. I think we're a state that's always been for states' rights and independent. So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is there's concerns about a runaway convention, and it's unfounded and historically unsupported. So there is no way we can have a runaway convention because it's limited to, in the application, it's limited to just the three items we talked about, the fiscal restraints, the limited power and jurisdiction, and limited term limits. So,
well, term limits is in this.
Yes,
term limits. Imposing term limits on Congress and federal officials. I see that.
They actually have a congressional report that says a runaway convention is not only remote, it's impossible. They can't do it.
Well, you'd have to get, 38 states to go along with it. I don't think that would ever happen. But just the fact that it would restrict what our federal government can do, controlling us, it seems to me that, again, where's the opposition to it? Besides, we think this convention of states will get out of hand. That's very vague, by the way.
You're really right, John, because with 38 states ratifying it, that's nearly a supermajority, and that means each amendment would have widespread agreement by the nation.
All right. Are Republican lawmakers supporting this? What's the problem?
No, they're not. They're not supporting it because they have actually put into their platform that they do not agree with Article 5. But Article 5 is the only way that Congress makes amendments, and they did it 27 times.
Why are you so passionate about this? Did you run against a brick wall that was built by the federal government, Terry, that really bothered you? Why?
I don't believe that a person should have a lifetime career of working in Washington, D.C. I feel like the longer they're there, the more corrupt they get. And it's just criminal. They're taking advantage of the states. And we, the states, created the federal government. We need to take the federal government down a couple notches and tell them that we are in control, not they are.
Why can't you go the route of getting a ballot question on the ballot?
It's not a ballot issue. It's actually a resolution, which is an application. So it doesn't... It would be great if I could, because I would be out there collecting signatures. But I can't do that. I can get a resolution, but getting it passed a committee is another thing. You have to get a lot of support to get it passed a committee.
A committee of lawmakers who may not agree with your stance on term limits. And
or they just don't care.
Oh, my goodness.
My last committee we were in, he said, I know that you people in Convention of States really want this bill, but I need to hear from the legislators. I want to know if they want it too. And the legislators just were lackluster. I had probably five that said yes, they were very interested in supporting it, but they wouldn't stick their neck out. So our next 2 years is going to be planning on talking to all the legislators. We're going to talk to the candidates because you can talk to a candidate a lot better than a legislator.
Oh, yeah, they're kind of agreeable. Yeah. Gaining your favor, I can see that. What can people listening do?
What they can actually call their current legislators, or they can join us with conventionofstates.com. Go to conventionofstates.com, sign the petition, and tell us you want to volunteer. We're a good group of people in the northern and southern Nevada. We're actually having a state meeting in Las Vegas in July,
so
end of July.
If we get it in Nevada, we would have a Nevada delegate. Now, when we say convention of states, there is an actual convention, and the delegates will be selected at state level to attend this convention. Only one delegate may vote per state. And what powers will this convention have?
Well, they have 34 states to call the convention. 26 states have to pass a proposed amendment. Then it goes to the states, and 38 states will ratify it. And if they don't, if one state says no, then we don't pass it. But I think it's worth giving it a try.
It's kind of like a mini Congress.
It is a mini Congress. It's a Congress made up of statesmen.
A mini Congress that we'd have more voice in. Right.
Yes. And we know that all the congressmen, once they get to D.C. and they get their pay and they learn all the ins and outs and they know the cool guys and they go to all the good meetings, and then pretty soon they're like going along to get along.
Boy, you are a fighter. Let me read your T-shirt. Ask me how to save America, term limits, balanced budgets, government overreach. Do people come up to you and ask you?
They do. And the back actually has Article 5 printed on the flag.
Oh, super. Where can people get that?
Well, a friend of mine owns a trophy store here in town, and she makes them up for us.
Oh, cool.
Call me, and I will get them ordered for you. I love it. I get a lot of people talking to me about
it. Super. All right. How can people contact you?
Okay. You can contact me through Convention of the States. Terry.Huffman at conventionofstates.com.
All right.
That's... Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Convention, COSAction.com. Sorry.
Oh, that's catchy.
COSAction.com. Right. Terry.Huffman, COSAction.com. Conventionofstates.com is the website.
Okay, COSAction.com. And by the way, it's Terry with an I.
Yes.
And Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N.
Yes. At COSAction.com.
You're doing good, kiddo. Oh, look at that. Oh, my goodness.
We also have another action that we're taking is we have a Farmers and Ranchers Coalition.
Yeah.
And they just introduced a bill February of 2025, and it's the American Beef Labeling Act of 2025. And Jack Payne is our coalition spokesperson.
What's this act say?
This act says mandatory country of origin labeling. Right now, if a cow is alive and it steps off a boat, it stands on the United States ground for any number of time. I heard it's 24 hours. I can't verify that.
But they can say it. That's the country of origin?
They can say if it's on the United States ground and it's alive, it is now USA beef once they process
that's
it.
That's not right. And so Nevada ranchers are understandably against this.
Yes, completely against it.
Oh, yeah, that's like fooling people. I don't like that.
Because it hurts them because the inexpensive beef coming out of the country is now being labeled USA beef, and it's lying to the consumers.
And this takes effect this year?
No, this is a bill that we want to get passed. We now have
to stop it.
We have seven senators in D.C., including John Thune, Cory Booker, Rounds, even Fetterman. They have all sponsored it and co-sponsored it. And it is going to make it where you will have cattle that were born, raised, slaughtered, and packaged in the United States is the only thing that can be a product of the United
States.
Sounds
like we had some Thailand or somebody lobbyists to U.S. Congress with this thing.
I think Brazilian and Argentinian and they've taken advantage of us.
All right. Got to run Terry.Huffman at COSAction.com for the Convention of States. Let's make it happen. Thank you, Terry, for coming out. And we'll take a picture, okay?
All right.
We're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:34.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weekend with John Potter.
I wish I lived in the golden age.
99.1 FM, and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
How you doing, my man? No, you can't nod your head on the radio. How you doing?
Let me see that again.
So he's looking for the camera. John Potter here, live and local, and in the studio. It's, you see, you can't say it. You have to sing it. So in the studio is Steve's Water Heater Installation.
Hey, John.
You do. So what? Okay, it's a brilliant ad campaign. Everybody notices your commercial. And I think I asked you this before, but here you come in with the questions you want me to ask you. And somebody told you to keep it light in all this kind. Do you have a consultant or something?
Myself and I, pretty much, John.
I'm picturing is
99.1. You guys have been awesome for me.
I'm picturing your wife is running the show here, writing the questions.
She'd like to think so, yes.
Giving the tips. Well, anyway, you're a good man, and Steve's Water Heater Installation is start with a testimonial.
Well, I just want to mention that I'm really thankful to be part of a truly intelligent local information program you guys run here at 99.1. It is informative, constantly informative information. And I just want to keep things light today. We're going to talk about water heaters.
But you told me we can't even talk about your Chiefs today.
Oh, no, we're not going to talk Chiefs.
But you got a consultant. Okay. So start with a testimonial from somebody.
Well, testimonials going along with people call me up and they sing to me on the phone, my jingle back to me.
Do they really?
And it's cool. I go over to people's houses. They call me up all the time as well, and I give them information over the phone to repair their plumbing problems. Often it's just a matter of finding out which knob to push or what bolt to tighten up or whatever. Mm-hmm. My testimonial is that 99.1 really makes it easy for me to roll.
Well, I didn't mean a testimonial for us. I mean from one of your customers. Did you have any interesting cases at homes? And
every day, gosh, my cousin. Let me think about. Now I have a gentleman over in Hidden Valley, and he's got a 50-gallon water heater. He's in there now. He wants to put a 100-gallon water heater in there. I can do it.
First off, there's a $50 water heater?
Yeah, 40s, 50s, 30s, 75.
What? I thought 100. These things were like gallons, not money.
No, it's gallons.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking money. Okay.
No. 100-gallon water heater he wants to have put in, and this is going to be a blast. It's going to take a second pair of arms for me and everything. We're going to retool the whole thing, which is what I do with most water heaters anyways. My experience 3 days ago, I had a 40-gallon electric water heater put into a home over here, right by your place, by the way.
Yeah?
Down the block and up the street, and their home was built in 1940.
Yeah.
And when I gave them the price, they thought I was joking. I said, no, that's all it is. That's all it is. We're going to have that put in. What do you want? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. What day do you want? And, we had to put it in on Thursday.
You have very happy customers. Yeah. I don't understand. This is great word of mouth you get. I don't understand what you need us for. Oh, I'm sorry. I hope Jerry's not listening. When I say that.
Where else am I going to sing my jingle?
All right, let's help people out listening. Why and when should a water heater be serviced?
Well, there's different types of water heaters, but your basic standard residential water heater is a tank water heater, 30, 40, 50, and up to 75, and even 100-gallon water heater. They need a flushing every year.
Every year.
You want to get that sediment out. We have a lot
That's easy to do with the old style, because I remember just opening the faucet at the bottom and letting it out. But the new contraptions are a little bit more complicated doing that, aren't
well,
they?
The kind of minerals. We have iron, magnesium, all these different minerals in our water here that it's set that creates in the sediment in the bottom of these water heaters. We got to get that out. every year. If you look in your tank of your toilet, you'll see little sand and such inside there. And I'm talking especially in houses that have are on wells, especially in North Valleys and on wells,
really?
Out in Pyramid area, over.
They're more apt to have that problem.
Much more. Oh, they'll come out literally orange from the iron. So we need to flush them out yearly. After 10 or 15 years, if you don't do that, that water heater is suffering. That's for sure. And you're losing energy, but you're losing the efficiency of that water heater. And now most people don't even realize their water heater is sitting out there until something goes wrong with it. You know, sitting out there in the garage or on the side of the mechanical room in their house, and they just forget about it. So all I could say is don't forget about it. It's really important.
And you're not pimping for business here. This is not something that you're saying, well, I have to come out and do this. This is something people do on their own.
I would love to show people how to do it. When I install water heaters, I talk to them about what you do to maintain it, this water heater, properly.
Yeah.
It's a yearly thing. You could wait to maybe 3 years on a brand new water heater, depending on the quality of your water.
What type of water heater is best for your home? And don't say, oh, it depends on the home. You know, I want to know what's the best type of water heater is best for your home.
Depends on your usage.
Oh, you're doing it.
You're going to hear it from me first. It depends on your usage. If you got six people living in that house, you've got a high usage of water, you may want to get a tankless water heater that just pours it on out. If it's just the two of you, a little 40-gallon gas or electric, it's just fine.
All right.
You know?
You always get calls. I get envious about this. I don't get nothing. I get nothing. You show up, and there it is. Okay, so Brian is calling from Carson. Brian, put your headphones on there, Steve.
Sure.
Brian, you're on the air with Steve's Water Heater. Right, you know.
Yeah.
Hi, Brian.
I don't know what you know. I really don't. I need to know. I have a popping sound after using the water, hot water. My water heater pops for about 20 minutes, half hour. It'll just keep popping. I've heard that it's sediment in the bottom of the water heater.
Sure sounds
like it. Is that the case?
Yeah, that sure sounds like it's a classic example of where you should drain that out and get that sediment out of there. It, actually, that sediment, after a while, it becomes like a hard pancake and thickens up, and it becomes like a rock in the bottom of your water heater, and it makes it more difficult for that water heater to heat your water up, and it starts bubbling and popping and such. It's trying to break it loose, but yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
And can that lead to failure of the water heater, maybe? If left long enough in there, you think?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of thought.
It's the beginning of the end when they start popping like that, believe me.
Oh, my gosh. Where you at? Could you tell the audience your contact information so we can reach out there?
It's really simple. You just call me and leave a message at 775-351-6047. That's 351-6047. Just leave a message, and I will get back to you.
All right. And thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you very
much. Well, all right. We got to take a break. We'll take your calls after that with Steve's water heater installation. Steve is here, 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1048.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. We just hit 70 degrees in the Reno area. As you just heard Craig Swope say, we're into the mid to upper 80s for a high today.
Yeah.
All right. Plumber man.
Yes.
You are a plumber, right?
I'm a C1 contractor, yes. C1 H1, which is actually an add-on to that for my water heater installations, which is really what I like to focus on. All the other stuff is cool. I can get her done, but
water heaters.
So why just water? Well, you don't do just water heater, but that's like 90% of your focus. Why did you choose it? Is it somehow more fun or something?
It's kind of like being a doctor. You know, I'm a drain surgeon instead of, and it's like I want to specialize. I just enjoy working on your hot water systems. Something I've focused on over the years.
All right, what is this? Because you gave me questions to read.
Yeah.
What does this mean? Band-aid repairs and or replacement. Are people doing band-aid repairs wrong?
It's my way of saying, okay, your water heater is 15 years old. Now it's starting to leak out the top. Okay, you want me to fix this little leak. But that's just a little leak that's going to continue on some other part of that water heater. You haven't serviced it over the years. It's going to go. That water heater is not going to last. You haven't done the proper things to it. So I can throw Band-Aids on it and left and right, and it'll cost you more and more. Let's just get her done and replace it and do it right. That's the way I'm...
That is kind of human nature, that a little tiny leak or something, people want a Band-Aid repair.
Yeah, plumbing can be extremely expensive, especially if you're...
Put it off,
and it does affect the rest of your house, your other fixtures. When you replace your water heater completely and do it right and service it properly, it's easier on all your other fixtures. That's as simple as that. You don't get all the, and the other part of that I wanted to mention is about the quality of your water. You know, you have to maintain that quality of water.
Is it the same citywide?
No. From the north to the south to the east, it's all different quality water. Some are on well. Tumwa is pretty awesome. They give you a pretty good water quality, but even still, yeah, you're going to have high iron, high calcium, high magnesium all through the Truckee Meadows.
Do you endorse the idea of having a water softener?
A scale prevention is what I endorse, and that's what's
what easy. Is that?
It's a way to take out the calcium and the iron and minerals. I have a Watts one flow system that's salt free, and you install that right as the water is coming into your house, and it actually keeps the water from calcifying all your fixtures and especially your water heater, which is a big unit. It's a very expensive. It's the most expensive unit in your plumbing system.
We just had faucets replaced with this problem. We're in an older home.
Right.
And, well, you see my home.
You don't have the filtration system that I would recommend. It needs to be a...
Well, I'm saving the money, Steve. They got me working here 40-come hours. I'm working for it, man.
Yes, you are.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, Steve. Okay, so the water quality is different in our different areas.
Yes.
Okay, what are the bad areas? I'm curious.
Well, I can't say. There are.
You won't insult anybody.
I would say a lot of the wells in North Valleys up in along Pyramid, I'll go up there and do a service on a water heater, drain it on out, and it'll just come out orange, like from all the iron, heavy, heavy iron, and that creates, you know, rust right in your systems. And then you go over to farther north up past Red Rock. Oh, some of the most pristine water up there. Artesian water right coming out of the ground.
The bad water quality is hell on the water heater.
Yes, and all your other fixtures. It's really important. There's people have these big purifying systems. They're great. I don't install them myself. That's pure water systems. You'll find that. You know, Home Depot, they've got a little stand there every weekend to look at.
Yeah.
And those are really good, too. The other thing that people talk about are reverse osmosis systems, which is really, really good. But what that does, it takes out all the beneficial minerals that are in water. You know, we have good things are in water.
That's right. The body needs minerals.
Absolutely. So, but an RO system pretty much strips all that out and purely.
I've never heard of the system you're talking about.
A reverse osmosis.
Oh, no, that I know about.
Yes.
But what were you talking about that will clean up the water on the way to your faucet? What was that?
That's my Watts one flow scale prevention.
A scale prevention.
Exactly.
And how much does this thing cost?
I get them for about $750. And depending on, see, that's the other little point I want to make too, with you, John, is every house is plumbed differently, It truly is. I've gone in, and it's a little different, a little here, a little there. But for sure, you have your main water coming in, and before that water goes anywhere else, it should be ran through a scale preventer. And let's get that water proper for all your fixtures.
Or at the very least, do the once-a-year maintenance of flushing out your water heater. You notice I'm not saying hot water heater anymore.
Hey, you're getting better at that.
See, it took me how many interviews with you and several emails, and I've...
Cold water heaters. That's you need to heat up that cold water.
I can say cold water heaters.
Yeah, absolutely. I can relate to that, and flushing them out, absolutely, make them last longer. Sure. There's other parts of that water heater that should be inspected as well, just to be sure what's going on. Expansion tanks are now a code item that is mandatory to have on your water heater, and they should be inspected as well. So,
the band is playing. Got to pull you off.
Okay.
What's your contact number?
Okay, don't forget this number, 775-351-6047. For all your water heater needs.
All right, Steve's water heater installation. Take care, buddy, okay?
Thank you, John.
Maybe next time we can talk about your Chiefs.
Okay. If
the consultant lets us. All right. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. We'll be back after Fox News.